Indonesian Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka commended the security forces and the people for ensuring a peaceful and smooth Chinese New Year celebration in 2025. Speaking at a National Lunar New Year 2576 Gongzili celebration in Jakarta on Sunday, Vice President Gibran also urged all parties to unite in addressing the nation's challenges together.
Mari Bapak Ibu, di tahun yang baru ini kita sebagai bangsa yang bersatu dapat terus bergandengan tangan, saling mendukung, saling membantu dalam menghadapi beragam tantangan ke depan, baik itu terkait ketidakpastian ekonomi, ketegangan geopolitik maupun dampak perubahan iklim yang semakin berat.
The Vice President expressed hope that unity, harmony, and tolerance will lead Indonesia to become a developed nation by 2045. Around 505 elected regional heads, including governors, regents, and mayors, will attend training at a military academy in Magelang, Central Java. The officials will be inaugurated by President Prabowo in Jakarta on February 20, 2025, a day before the training begins. Deputy Minister of Home Affairs Bima Arya stated, the officials will first gather at the Yogyakarta Presidential Palace before heading to Magelang for the training. Bima Arya highlighted, this training is part of a new political culture, similar to the initiative launched by President Prabowo for the Red and White Cabinet in October 2024. Indonesian Minister of Manpower, Yas Sirli, highlighted the importance of mastering digital technology for everyone, regardless of their education or profession. Speaking at a public lecture at Poltekkes in Jakarta on Monday, he emphasized digital technology is a skill everyone should have, as it boosts abilities and evolves over time. Minister Yas Sirli explained how technology improves work, learning, and personal growth. He also encouraged participants to keep enhancing their digital skills to remain competitive. Now let's move to sport news. Ole Romeni expressed pride after officially becoming an Indonesian citizen on February 8, 2025, in London. The Oxford United player thanked President Prabowo Subianto for the opportunity. He is determined to giving his best for the Indonesian national team.
First, I want to say thank you to the President of Indonesia for making everything possible. It's really an honor to play for such a big country and can't wait to play for all the fans, all the other people, and yeah, make an impact.
With his new Indonesian citizenship, Ole Romeni aims to strengthen the national team in the 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers against Australia and Bahrain. He joins Tim Gapens and Dean Marks as the latest diaspora players to officially become Indonesian citizens. Listener, next we present Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled The Role of the Press in Food Security for National Independence with Ani Hasana Mubarak.
Listeners, coming up next, here is our today's commentary on the role of the national press in development. National Press Day is commemorated by Indonesian press workers every February the 9th. This year's theme is The Press Guards Food Security for National Independence. This theme shows the press support for efforts to create a sustainable food system based on innovation and local wisdom. The national press has a very important role in building and developing Indonesian society. As one of the pillars of democracy, the national press is responsible for conveying accurate and objective information to the public. However, the national press is also faced with major challenges such as the very rapid development of information technology and the increasing influence of social media. Therefore, the national press must continue to innovate and adapt to the changing times. In a statement via video recording on the commemoration of the 79th National Press Day on Sunday, February the 9th, 2025, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto said that the Indonesian press must always prioritize the interests of the nation, state, and people of Indonesia. President Prabowo reminded the press to be able to maintain its integrity so that it can also maintain its role as a national asset in reporting the truth amidst complex world conditions. The Indonesian press has a very strategic role in building and developing the nation. Therefore, the Indonesian press must always prioritize the interests of the nation, state, and the people of Indonesia. The Indonesian press must be a guardian of the people's interests, not just a mouthpiece for the government or individual interests. The Indonesian press must dare to criticize government policies that are not in accordance with the interests of the people and educate the public about important issues that affect their lives. In carrying out its duties, the Indonesian press must always uphold professional journalistic principles such as objectivity, accuracy, and fairness. The Indonesian press must also continue to innovate and adapt to changing times in order to remain relevant and effective in conveying information to the public. Thus, the Indonesian press can become a strategic partner of the government and society in building a better nation as well as an effective guardian of the people's interests. And listener, that's commentary.
Well, listener, that commentary concludes Voice of Indonesia's news bulletin from Indonesia to the world. Quote of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He's known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia.
Tidak sepenuh hati. story about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting months. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mau. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to the 1 hour English program from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Chairman of Muhammadiyah Central Executive Board, Haidar Nasir, said press freedom is a manifestation of the people's sovereignty. He conveyed the message in association with the commemoration of the Indonesian Press Day, which falls on Sunday, February 9, 2025.
Indonesia. Today's sound.
Hai, apa kabarmu? Ku harap kau merindukanku seperti aku di sini merindu, menginginkanmu ada di sini. Baiklah engkau di sana, masihkah kau memikirkanku seperti aku di sini memikirkanmu di setiap hembusan nafasku. Ku merindukanmu, sungguh aku rindu kepadamu kasih. Andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang berbeda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya. Aku merindumu setengah mati, merindumu. Ku rindu kepadamu kasih. Andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya.
voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
They said you are not enough. Wake up and show them. They tried to put you on trash. I won't keep silent.
La 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 la.
Some people try to break your life. Don't get distracted. Some people try to crush your fight. Don't get it twisted. Keep pointing your hopes to the sky like a pyramid. Some people love, some people leave. Just keep on going.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, tradition, custom, local wisdom. It's on Indonesian Wonder.
And today, Indonesian Wonder with the tal Kota Tua Jakarta. Right in the heart of Jakarta, hidden among its busy streets and tall buildings, lies Kota Tua, a place where history comes alive. With its iconic colonial-style buildings, this historic area tells the story of Indonesia's past, bringing us back to the days of the Dutch rule. But Kota Tua isn't just about history. It's a favorite spot for locals and tourists alike, offering a mix of learning, culture, and fun. There's many things to explore here. Start with Museum Fathahila, also known as the Jakarta History Museum. It's the perfect place to dive into Jakarta's story, from its early days as a small port town to the bustling capital it is today. Then there's Museum Wayang on Jalan Pintu Besar Utara. This museum is home to an incredible collection of traditional puppets from across Indonesia, showing off the beauty and diversity of our culture. For something a little different, visit Museum Bank Indonesia. Here you'll find fascinating exhibits about Indonesia's banking history, from ancient coins to colonial era money, and even miniature of Dutch trading ships. It's a unique way to see how far we've come. Don't forget to stop by Taman Fathahila, rent a vintage bike and enjoy the views of the old colonial buildings. Feeling playful? Dress up in the Dutch-style costumes and take some fun photos while riding around. And when you're ready for a break, head to Cafe Batavia, a charming restaurant with a classic vibe. They serve both Indonesian and international dishes, making it the perfect spot to relax and soak in the nostalgic atmosphere. Getting to Kota Tua is easy. You can drive there or take the KRL commuter line or Transjakarta for a stress-free trip. The area has plenty of facilities too, like parking lots, restaurants, and a tourist information center. For the best experience, visit in the morning or late afternoon when it's cooler and the atmosphere feels just right. Kota Tua isn't just a place to visit, it's a chance to step into history and make memories with friends and family.
Sahabatku. So that was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006.
Sahabatku yang setia.
It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally, Sahabat Tersayang, it was, the meaning of Sahabat, best friend, itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at that time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Maukah lagi kau mengulang ragu dan sendu yang lama? Dia yang dulu pernah bersamamu memahat kecewa. Atau kau inginkan yang baru, bersamaku mulai hari ini hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain. Separuh jalan pernah dilewati, meski ada kecewa. Aku yang dulu tak begitu lagi, takkan kuulangi. Jangan dulu engkau berpaling, beriku kesempatan. Oh, aku ingin dirimu tetap jadi milikku. Bersamaku mulai hari baru, hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain. Lupakan dia, pergi denganku. Lupakanlah ragu denganku. Oh, 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 oh. Aku, aku, aku ingin dirimu.
Aku ingin dirimu.
Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bali. Di Bali, which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a staff member at a sea turtle conservatory. The staff told Chris about the impact if the sea turtles are left unprotected. Let's listen to their conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada tiga jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
Listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Kalau tidak dilindungi, kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. I will say it twice and you can repeat after me. Kalau, kalau, which means if. Penyu, penyu, which means sea turtle. Dikonservasi, dikonservasi, which means being conserved. Kehidupan, kehidupan, which means life. Terumbu karang, terumbu karang, which means coral reef. Terganggu, terganggu, which means disturbed.
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu.
Which means, if the sea turtles are not conserved, the life of coral reefs will be disturbed.
Pulau Serangan, which means Serangan Island. Tiga jenis, which means three kinds. Penyu hijau, which means green sea turtle. Penyu sisik, which means hawksbill sea turtle. Penyu lekang, which means olive ridley sea turtle.
In this conversation, you hear the expression, kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reef will be disturbed. In the expression, there is the conditional conjunction, kalau, which means if. It connects across penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi. Penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi, which means the sea turtles are not conserved. And the clause, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu, which means the life of coral reefs will be disturbed. The first clause mentioning sea turtles is the condition or cause, while the second clause mentioning coral reef is the result of consequences. The two clauses are connected with the word kalau, which means if. Another example. Let's listen another use of conditional conjunction kalau, which means if. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain, which means if they lack of food, the turtle will prey each other. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat, which means if you come late, you will be late for the flight. For your information, in Indonesian, there are several animals similar to penyu, which means sea turtle. They are kura-kura, which means tortoise, bulus, which means Asiatic soft-shell turtle, and labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle. Kura-kura, which means tortoise, has legs and lives in land and water, while bulus, and labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle, have flipper for legs and a soft shell and live in fresh water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada tiga jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's about kalau tidak dilindungi.
kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, sampai jumpa.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, now it's time for me to present Indonesian songs and the details about it only on Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a beautiful Keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Safi and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Petikku untuknya dalam
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You're enjoying a sweetie cutie song from JKT48, Rhapsody. Unfortunately, this song also ends today's program of the English service from Voice of Indonesia. But don't worry, tomorrow we'll be back same time at 5 p.m. Western Indonesia time, so do stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kilohertz. I'm Rahma signing out, and bye for now.
家达 Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率33.25GHz和17.55GHz。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRE Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚民乡世界。Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚民乡世界，听众朋友您好，我努法祝您身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您播放一些有关印度尼西亚的信息。本台还想给你们播放在印度尼西亚流行的歌曲，还有印度尼西亚美丽 Pesona Indonesia， 将向您介绍印度尼西亚各地区的独特特色。还是本期的节目，请各位收听新闻。Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界，现在报道新闻。印度尼西亚总统扎波苏比安多驻印度尼西亚全体新闻工作局79周年全国新闻日快乐。2025年2月9日通过总统秘书处的 YouTube 账户传达了此祝贺。扎波总统说，在80年期间，印度尼西亚媒体一直通过讲述真相，向公众提供准确的信息，成为印度尼西亚民主生活的重要支柱。在2025年新闻日纪念活动中，总统还希望印度尼西亚新闻界成为充满活力、负责任、以民主和国家利益为优先的新闻界。兄弟姐妹们，印度尼西亚媒体体系始终是一个充满活力的媒体，一个负责任的媒体，一个了解民主和国家利益的媒体。
tentang apa yang menjadi kepentingan bangsa dan negara。
印度尼西亚总统 Prabowo 还对提及新闻界和媒体人员的辛勤工作表示赞赏。他们在日益复杂的挑战中，继续以高度的风险晋升提供了服务。国家元首还提醒印度尼西亚媒体要警惕公职人员 慈祥的企图，传播作曲和仇恨新闻以及制造分裂的企图。印度尼西亚副总统 Gibran Raka Buming Raka 对安全部队和印度尼西亚人民表示感谢，确保2025年农历新年庆祝活动能够平安顺利进行。副总统于2月9日出席在雅加达举行的孔历2576年新年全国庆祝活动，传达了这一信息。日本副总统借此次农历新年庆祝活动，也邀请各方携手面对国家未来面临的各种挑战。
Mari, Bapak Ibu, di tahun yang baru,
女士们、先生们，在此新年时期。